You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Let's find out what's going on here. I think we had some trouble with the phone lines. It's another week in the anals of the Scenic Drive show. Like I say, anyway, so it looks like a minibus taxi stopped somewhere. The story goes, people said we saw a leopard killer in Impala, then it ran back into the bush. And then this taxi stopped there, and these guys took the Impala and put him in the taxi and drove off. So people are now highly confused about what the hell. According to Sand Parks, and Ike Partler is on the line right now, this is the game capture team.
Hello, Rion.
Move this Impala. Hello, Ike.
Hello.
Hello, Ike.
I'll come at Rion.
Yeah, Ike. I'm just a bit flabbergasted. Ek het nie geweet daar's a game capture team in civvies at die Kruger National Park nie, driving around in a minibus taxi.
Nee, hulle was in civvies, want hulle het gaan werk daar in die area van Satara. Rion, what happened was, it was a Saturday. Hmm. You know, we are busy with restocking some of the parks because we are part of the Greater Limpopo Transfrontier Park. So they were doing a massive game capture of zebras that we're going to send to Zinabe Nature Reserve. As they were driving on Saturday, then they came across this impala. Nobody told them that there's been a leopard. It's in the bush. They picked it up as is the norm with them. It's part of their mandate. And they handed that over to the Satara corporal. So they were not going to take it and do a chlodbra.
Now, what doesn't make sense to me is, why don't you guys use like a... Don't you use like Buckies and Land Rovers that are marked that says Sand Parks? Don't you have those vehicles?
Well, the guys, unfortunately, are stationed in Skukuza. And so they had to travel in a group down to Satara. So they didn't use a bike in this instance.
All right. Now, the other thing I did not know, and which I also don't understand, is why don't you leave the carcass there in the bush? I'm sure some animal would eat it. You know something.
In some instances, we do leave it out in the bush for it to be eaten, but otherwise you also want to get a record of some of the road kills that you have. So post-mortem has to be done because we've got quite a lot of speedsters in the park and people knock animals over, and we need to have a record of that so that we know that when we speak to you and say that in a year, this is how many animals that are killed by speeding drivers, then we have the correct number.
All right. Okay, I understand that, but you know, looking at a carcass, a roadkill versus killed by a leopard, isn't there a distinction between the two? You can see the teeth marks, for instance.
There is definitely, and you're correct. They only noticed that as they got into the taxi, and it was too late for them to return it.
as a no return policy.
You can't take it back now.
Because you have to look out for the labor, you see. So all you right. Might, instead of the impala becoming a male, you become a male.
But Ike, we need to do something now. You know how many tourists actually filmed this and send it internationally? Like, taxis are taking impalas from leopards in South Africa. We need to make a plan here.
Yeah, but if they say it's a taxi taking away an impala, it's fake news.
Yeah, no, it's fake. It's fake news. But these are Americans. They're used to Donald Trump. So obviously, you know, this thing is going internationally. How can we prevent this from happening again, that there's confusion about people stealing an impala from a leopard?
Yeah, what we have done is also posted a statement on our Facebook fan page where we just illustrate that this is what happened. This is the... we're going to be speaking to one of the guys tomorrow on video, and we'll post that as well.
Okay. But that, you said that impala was not bright, definitely not.
No, it wasn't bright. No.
It got a decent funeral, huh?
What did the post-mortem say? Because, I mean, they did a post-mortem. So was it blunt force trauma, or was it teeth marks to the jugular?
Yeah, no, I still have to call the section ranger there so that he can give us the full report. Remember, in incidents of this nature, especially once it has gone viral, we do have to have a full investigation to establish the facts that we are being told by our team, and then we take it from there.
Can we just ask that at least there'll be just one uniform on standby inside the taxi? You know, so that at least one guy can put on something that looks official, you know, just for the sake of the tourists.
The guy in green, it's actually his work clothes. When they go out to capture, that's what he dresses in. Okay. It probably also has a kudukop on it.
Okay, well, there we go. Ike, listen, nice talking to you. Thanks for explaining.
Nice talking to you. When are you visiting?
As soon as you guys invite us again, we'll be there. We'll be there.
And then we'll catch one and put it in the cage for you. Just kidding.
Just kidding. All right, Ike, go well.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. Oh, well, there we go then. The video is on the Scenic Drive Facebook page. We're not going to take it down because it's just so damn entertaining.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.